Greg, he was awesome.
And we've got Jordan on the line. How are you going, Jordan?
Not too bad, Neil. I had the boxing last night, and that finished at 12:30. So I got home at around about 1:30, 2 o'clock.
And
just bring a note next week, Jordan, and you'll be right.
Give us a little report on the boxing, and then we'll have a look at a few of the other things.
So I was in the boxing commentary booth alongside Jade Mitchell and also Julian Holland. Julian Holland, the former Commonwealth welterweight champion, and we know Jade Mitchell's a OPBF champion, WBA Oceania super middleweight champion. So I was in the booth with them. We commentated about 11 fights. The last two fights were the big ones. So the semi-main event between George Kambosos Jr. He's an up-and-coming star in Australian boxing. He fought a Thai fighter by the name of Pry Sethaphorn. Kambosos won via 8th round TKO, so that's a technical knockout. That's when the referee steps in and says, that's enough. So Kambosos is probably going to get a world title shot maybe in 2018. He's in the lightweight division. And then the main event was Blake Il Capo Caporello. He won via stoppage, a third-round knockout against Fabiano Pena from Brazil. So, yeah, Blake Caporello is in the top 10 in the light heavyweight division in the world. So definitely going to be going up from there in the rankings. And George Kambosos in the semi-main event is number 7 in the world at the moment in the lightweight division. So that's the wrap-up of the boxing.
Just quickly on that, you and I were speaking last week about a boxer we're hoping to get on the locker room in the next couple of weeks in Lachlan Higgins. Was he on the card last night? Because I know he's got a fight either last night or today. Got a fight.
Lachlan Bubba Higgins. Yeah, he was third on the card. And
how did he go?
Yeah, he stopped his opponent, so he got a knockout victory there, and it was good on him there because he now moves to 2 knockouts out of 3 wins. So he's undefeated 3-0.
Hey, Jordan, Jade Mitchell suffered a pretty serious injury after his last fight, I believe. How's his recovery going?
Yeah, he had a neck injury, had surgery on his neck. He's looking to be back in action, I think, in 2018. You'll probably see him have a warm... I heard him talking before. You'll probably see him have a warm-up fight in 2018 and then maybe get sort of progress and have a more difficult fight after that, but slowly ease himself back into boxing.
Now, we'll get your thoughts on the basketball, I reckon, Jordan.
Yeah.
Good win to Perth last night.
Oh, yeah, the Wildcats definitely the team to beat. Watched them last week as well, and they had a good victory. The win last week was more convincing, but this week they had a win over Illawarra by 10 points. Illawarra, nothing too flashy, but Perth Wildcats are going to comfortably beat sides. We also had another match that was between the New Zealand Breakers and Sydney Kings. New Zealand Breakers won by 2 points, but Sydney Kings star Perry Ellis dropped 19 points, and he played a very, very good game for Sydney. He'll go close to winning the MVP of the league. I think he's going to get better as the games progress.
And we're hoping to get an interview with Perry Ellis in a few weeks' time, aren't we?
Hopefully we get an interview or speak to him during the week, and hopefully we can set that up for November. What was it, November 4th?
Yep, that's the one we're aiming at.
November 4th. So, yeah, that'd be good. And then Cairns actually lost on Friday night to Adelaide. Cairns are a team that's going to struggle. They've lost their best player, their centre, Nathan Jawai. So they lost by 26 points to Adelaide, Adelaide 36ers. So they're in big trouble, Cairns Pie fans. We've got some of the matches today. Just going to bring that up right now. Some of the matches, round two, we've got Adelaide 36ers versus Melbourne United. Brisbane Bullets versus the New Zealand Breakers. That's going to be tomorrow. And the Sydney Kings versus the Illawarra Hawks will be tomorrow as well. So Sydney Kings are playing 2 matches over the weekend. And Adelaide 36ers, because they had a game on Thursday, they'll be playing tonight against Melbourne United in Adelaide.
Well, it's interesting to see the local basketball teams play some exhibition games. And didn't Melbourne United give a bit of a fright to one of the NBA sides?
Yeah, they lost by 1 point to the Oklahoma City Thunder during the week. That was a very good experience for them, playing against some top-quality opposition, the likes of, you know, Russell Westbrook. So they can definitely hold their head high. We've still got one more side that needs to go to America. But we also had the Sydney Kings as well. They lost by, if I'm correct, 27 points over in Utah. So, I mean, I watched the match between Sydney and Utah. Utah was a much better side, but Sydney King put up a gallant effort.
Melbourne United went well, though, the other day.
Yeah, that was the one. Yes.
Yeah, United, yeah. They've got some quality players. They're probably the main player for them is Casper Ware, but they're getting back Chris Goulding, their point guard, from injury. So they're only going to get stronger, Melbourne United. You look at the ladder, and they're currently in second position behind Perth Wildcats. I think you'll probably find that Perth Wildcats will be on top for most of the season, but anything can happen in finals, and Melbourne United have to stay in the top four.
EPL tonight, Liverpool, Manchester United, a couple of the big ones there.
Good way to kick off the round.
Yeah, not a bad way of doing the round. Yeah. And what are your thoughts on that one? You and Mick can have a bit of a yak on that one, I reckon.
Yeah, so Mick, that actual match is actually on SBS, so you can watch that one, which will be good.
That's on at 10:30
tonight.
10:30, yeah. Beautiful.
So a lot of the viewers around Australia can watch that match on SBS, which would be good. I'll probably find in this match you'll probably see that Manchester United is going to get an away win. The form they're in at this moment, they're very hard to beat. Mick, how do you see that going?
I think that Manchester United will probably get the job done there.
Yep.
They've been scoring goals pretty much on ease at the moment. And now Marouane Fellaini's going to be out tonight, though, isn't he? Didn't he hurt his knee in an international game just recently?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he hurt his knee recently there. So he'll be out, but they've definitely got replacements to step in. Manchester United, there's a lot of depth in their side this year, which is going to help with Europe and England balancing both. So, yeah, that's going to be a great first match. Then we've got a few other matches coming up. What are some of the other matches, Mick? I'm just bringing it up now.
I've got Man City and Stoke City as one of them. I know Mick's got a couple others you wanted to mention.
You got Burnley against West Ham. There's actually a round. It's not really a round that sort of stands out to me, to be honest. Mm. Burnley versus West Ham. You got Crystal Palace versus Chelsea. And we all know what Crystal Palace's problems are there. Just Swansea versus Huddersfield. You got Spurs versus Bournemouth. Watford versus Arsenal. Brighton versus Everton on tonight. And on tomorrow night, you've got Southampton, Newcastle. On Monday, you've got Leicester against West Brom. So it's not a super round, is it?
No, nothing too flashy. But I'm interested sort of in the Watford-Arsenal game. I think Watford are quite difficult to beat at home. So they might sneak probably maybe a one-all draw and come away with a point. Watford in the Arsenal game. Many people probably disagree and say that Arsenal will get the win. But you never know with Arsenal. Southampton and Newcastle is the game I like on Monday morning at 2 a.m. Newcastle have been travelling quite well. They're playing away from home at Southampton. I see them sneaking away with a win. You look at Newcastle currently in the top 10 in 9th position, and Southampton are currently in 12th position. So that's an even match to watch. Look out for on Monday.
Mate, just before we let you go, it's that time when we do the good, the bad and the ugly. And it's brought to you by the Mornington Brewery today. And I know that you've got the good story. What have you come up with, mate?
Yeah, the good story is Rafael Nadal continuing his great form after his US Open. You look at some of the titles he won. He won a title last week, and now he won a title at Beijing, and now he's going to go close to winning the title in Shanghai, a big tournament over there in China. He comes up against Marin Cilic in the semi-finals. I see him beating Cilic, no worries, in straight sets. And then he's gone either meet Juan Martín Del Potro or Roger Federer, which is the other semi-final in Shanghai. I just see that no one's going to stop Rafael Nadal with the form he's in at this point in time, and he's having a very, very good season.